Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number three begins. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We're at the 100-day mark for President Trump and this administration, and they have accomplished a lot. They could get a lot more done if they could get Congress on board, and of course, if they're not stymied constantly by these radical activist judges.
Oh, yep. Awful.
By the way, it is Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Manhattan Supreme Court Judge Mary Rosato is the latest judge with a resume as a Democratic Party activist to rule against the Trump administration. Rosato on Friday temporarily barred the opening of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement Center on Rikers Island, despite the agreement between New York City Mayor Eric Adams and the Trump administration.
So what has she got her nose in it for?
That's a good question. Hmm. Rosato set May 29th for the next hearing in the case. And her resume is strikingly similar to other judges who have stepped in to block Trump's constitutional executive authority. Rosato is a registered Democrat in New York, whose Supreme Court judges are partisan and elected based on party affiliation. According to New York campaign finance records, Rosato donated almost $12,000 to Democrat campaigns and committees between 2005 and 2019. Her donations include New York City, New York County Democrat Committee and Friends of Adriano Espaillat, a Democrat congressman born in the Dominican Republic, who was the first illegal immigrant to serve in Congress.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. He has called to impede federal law enforcement's efforts to apprehend illegal immigrants, even those who have committed crimes in addition to entering the country illegally, in addition to.
It's like they're not only invading the country, they're invading Congress.
Well, what do you think happens when, you know, they basically can get away with this kind of behavior? Do you think the behavior will continue and maybe worsen? Or do you think they'll go, we're really lucky and fortunate to be here, we should probably clean up our act?
Not a bit.
Yeah.
No.
This Judge Rosato has a history of ruling to hinder immigration enforcement. She previously ruled that New York was not able to block buses filled with illegal migrants. Her elevation to a judge was praised by left-wing activist groups.
Oh, I bet.
The judicial screening panel of the LGBT Bar Association of Greater New York approved of Mary Rosato's candidacy prior to her election. And they say all these nice things about her.
I'll bet.
Yep. Her left-wing activists on the court has continued despite the state's constitutional retirement age. Rosato, 75 years old, serves on the New York Supreme Court despite its mandatory retirement age of 70.
So how does that happen? How do you get to, like, just decide which rules not only you're going to rule on, but which ones you're going to follow?
Well, I guess you found a loophole. I guess the Constitution allows for extensions of a two-year period if deemed that the services of such judge or justice are necessary to expedite the business of the court, that he or she is mentally and physically able and competent to perform the full duties of such office.
Okay. Now, I've confessed that math, algebra in particular, not my best topic. Cut off is 70, right?
Yes.
She's 75, right?
Correct.
You get a two-year extension.
Apparently, she's gotten a couple of them.
That would take you to 72 and then 74.
She actually got three extensions.
Oh, my goodness.
She will retire, I think.
I don't know. What better?
Be forced to retire, it claims, in December when she will be 76.
Don't put money on it.
And you know what? The age is one thing. It's just her disregard for a lot of other laws.
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. Apparently, the people that could be hurt by these illegals, that they want them to be able to roam around free or whatever.
Well,
Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law Professor Emeritus, he expressed his dismay. He was calling, he goes beyond the judges, but he said thugs are regarded as heroes, just like that thuggish judge who allowed people to walk through her back door to escape from prosecution. Mm-hmm. She's a hero? He said something's wrong with a country that values judges who violate the law, students who break the law, and people like the alleged murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Yep.
Yeah. Regarding these kinds of people as heroes. How do things get so twisted up?
It is so messed up.
There are people that actually condone that murder of that United Healthcare guy.
Oh, yeah. They're rallying behind him.
Do they think that someone else is not going to take his place? And by the way, what they're pushing for, these activist people, they want to have a hung jury. And what that would result is in that... That guy, what's his name, Luigi, might not even get convicted if that's the case.
Amazing.
And Alan Dershowitz said, look, we're turning our values on our head. Yeah, I have to agree. The heroes, the people the lefties worship and who they make their heroes, it is frightening. Head scratching beyond that. It's frightening. Trucking.
Yeah?
We're just trucking along.
I heard the song in my head when you did that.
The Grateful Dead?
Trucking. Yeah.
Truckers are celebrating President Donald Trump's decision to restore enforcement of a rule that excludes foreign truckers from the roads if they cannot read English language signs and instructions. They're celebrating. Everybody's excited. They're happy, says Shannon Everett, a co-founder of American Truckers United, who explained that the truckers' problems that they had to Breitbart back in March. The change is set by an executive order to be signed by Trump on Monday. And the order tells Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, quote, to ensure drivers violating English proficiency rules are placed out of service, enhancing roadway safety, and directs him to revamp other aspects of the trucking industry.
I don't know, Bob. You're, driving along in a rig with how many, tens of thousands of pounds behind you, and you want to actually have to be able to read the road signs and follow traffic laws? Come on. Really?
I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know to what degree. I don't know that you necessarily have to be fluent, but you should be able to take a test, like a driver's test, in English and pass it.
Yes.
Right?
That's what our signs are in.
Yeah.
Primarily.
But that hasn't stopped anybody else. They've printed them in all kinds of languages.
That's true.
In 2016, President Barack Obama's deputies told highway inspectors to stop pulling licenses from drivers who cannot speak English. That issue ballooned under President Joe Biden when many thousands of illegal migrants, legalized migrants, and B-1 visa visitors got commercial driver's license via lax rules in California and other states. So, problem that started under Obama.
Again.
And exploded under Biden. Wow. I'm seeing a pattern here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And by the way, it does impact what our drivers make and how much companies charge because of a thing called insurance.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. You like mushrooms on your pizza, man? Me too. It's 8:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. There is plenty more to talk about. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. Click subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Oh, happy, happy day. Thank you, Lord. We get another good one right here in the Sunshine State. Can't beat it. It is 8:20, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And President Trump hosted the party, brought him in, the Philadelphia Eagles, at the White House, commemorating their Super Bowl licks victory.
Their what?
Licks. There'll never be another licks Super Bowl ever. Isn't that how you spell it? L-I-X?
I guess you would. Yeah. Because I'd be, yeah, because the one is the, yeah, because, yeah, that'd be it. So, yeah, 59, right?
Yeah, I was being smart alecky on the Roman enumerations.
Yes.
And we were trying to remember some of that.
I forgot the L, and I wasn't sure what D was. Those are the two that I would have gotten wrong if it were a test.
I did not get D.
The rest I got
and
right.
And we didn't get to M, but when you asked me was M was 1,000, I was like, yes, it is.
Yep, that's right.
So, yeah, but D, it kind of snuck up on us.
500, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so it's Super Bowl licks, otherwise, yep. I guess, known to Americans as 59.
But you can't say it. Would it be a V for the five and then nine singles? Or would you abbreviate it and do the
one? No, you go backwards.
You go backwards at that point.
You go back. You don't do more than two singles.
You go up to seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
We go backwards.
It's been a while since we've done this kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's elementary school stuff.
Yeah.
If you were paying attention back then. I wonder if there is. I wonder if the younger people, I mean, I'm assuming if you're in college, you know that. You also know a lot of the Greek alphabet.
We don't teach them how to write in cursive American English. Ooh. I doubt we're learning Roman numerals. I can
don't worry. When they side with the machines, we will use cursive language, and it'll be a code they'll be unable to break. It'll be encryption they've never seen before. And that's how we'll survive. We won't have any teeth.
And bring back...
And we'll be eating oatmeal. But we'll survive.
Between that and bringing back manual transmissions, car thefts will drop.
Oh! Yeah. I went to school with that guy. Manuel?
Yes, Manuel.
Transmission?
Yes.
Yep, President Trump had the Eagles in there, the Philadelphia Eagles at the White House, and star running back Saquon Barkley. What a beast. And many of his teammates joined the president because didn't he join? I believe he was playing a little golf with the Prez. Saquon, quarterback Jalen Hurts, and some other players were notably absent due to, and I'm putting in my own air quotes, scheduling conflicts. Okay. Jalen Hurts. And, you know, I've been a fan.
Yeah.
But come on, man. I don't like that. Look, if you don't care for this president, respect the office. Respect the and a chance to memorialize, you know, your victory with your teammates. You know, sometimes it is about the team. The team won Super Bowl licks. So,
oh, by the way, we were both wrong.
About on what? One,
you could actually repeat a numeral three times. So you
well,
could-
yeah, on the end. On the end, but you can't subtract three. That's what I meant.
Oh, I got you.
You see what I'm saying? Because this is L for 50.
Yes.
And then one X or IX.
Yes.
So you take the X, which is 10, and you subtract what's to the left of it.
Exactly.
In this case, it's just one.
You'd have been a great Roman.
Friends! Romans!
I'm sorry.
Patriots!
I shouldn't have stirred the pot. That looks like a Nazi salute when you did
but
that.
It wasn't. It predates that. In fact, so does
Democrats
the
saw you do that. They would say.
In fact, so does that symbol.
That's true. It is ancient. It really is.
The swastika.
Yes.
Way predates Nazi Germany.
Yep.
Yeah. But people in history, come on.
They don't read it.
Whatever the people at CNN tell you. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Idiots.
It is an honor to be with this incredible group of champions, President Trump said about the Philadelphia Eagles. They've turned out to be an incredible team, an incredible group with a fantastic coach and coaches. Having you at the White House is very, very special and important, and we appreciate you being here. The Eagles overcame the Patrick Mahomes-led Kansas City Chiefs 40-22 in the Super Bowl on the way to their second championship in franchise history. Trump and Barkley melted social media on Sunday when they golfed together in New Jersey before the running back caught a flight with the president to the White House. Trump joked with Barkley during Monday's event. Season started off slow, but you soon caught fire with your great coaching inspiring you. You got the ball to your superstar running back, who I met yesterday, and I want to tell you, he's a handsome guy, but I wouldn't want to tackle him, Trump said, as people were cheering and shaking Barkley's hand. He said, I offered him a ride on Air Force One because I was coming down, and usually they say, no, I don't think so. He said, yeah, I'll take it, sir, and he loved it. We love being together. He's a great young man. Oh, yeah, he's ruining that whole racist thing again. Come on, Trump.
He's not trying hard enough.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It seems like every day he's ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
And according to another football player named Herschel Walker, Trump has been a good friend and not a racist for at least 47 years and counting.
There is those little thing called facts.
Well, what does he know, right?
Yeah, right.
Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Jeff, good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to comment about the guy that didn't show up to see the president. What's his name exactly?
Jalen Hurts, the quarterback.
Right, right. So I don't blame him necessarily because if Biden was in office, I would absolutely never go invited for any reason. But I'm assuming, is this Hurts guy married?
Which guy? I'm not positive. I think so.
Right, well, classic lefty, hollow soul. You are answering to someone by not doing it. There's a clip of him. A lady asked why he didn't go, and he had deer in headlights for like 10 seconds straight. Didn't know what to say, didn't know how to act. He probably really wanted to go, but he is answering to somebody somewhere, and that's the problem with lefty.
Well, I only met him very briefly one time, and I said, oh, you're the family that invented the Hurts donut, and he just looked at me, and I punched him right in the shoulder, and I said, Hurts donut, thank you very much. Shecky Rose will be back right after this on the Bob Rose Show. It is 828 News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Beautiful. Sun is shining. Yep. Life in North Central Florida, we got it pretty good, don't we? Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is 8:34 right now. And the car show, and I'm talking about Hot Rodding for Heroes car show, is coming up this Saturday. High Springs there right in front of the brewery. And they're going to be there from 2 to 6. And it is co-hosted by the Marine Corps League. Open to all cars and motorcycles. Registration's $25. Spectators, come on out. It's absolutely free. Bring a tissue so you don't drool on the fine motorcycles and automobiles.
Look with your eyes, not your hands, people.
Yeah.
That's right.
Big Mills Cheesesteaks. Well, that'll make you drool, too. They'll have a truck out there. And so, got everything you could want. Got the brewery, got the cheesesteaks, got the cool cars, the motorcycles. We've got our friends from the Marine Corps League. It's going to be a good day.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's a nonprofit event in High Springs, and it is this Saturday from 2 to 6. Can you believe it's going to be May?
No.
In a couple days?
That's crazy. It really is.
It went by.
Big time.
Very, very fast. Everybody's talking about the first 100 days. Why they choose that, nobody really knows. It is hard to get a lot done in 100 days.
Yeah.
These days, maybe, 100 years ago, it was a little easier. Now it's a little tougher. But still, President Trump has gotten a lot done. And we're going to air the Trump Town Hall tonight from 8 to 10. The first 100 days. in a Trump town hall. Bill O'Reilly is going to be co-hosting it. Stephen A. Smith. Are you familiar with him from ESPN? This guy, man, if he starts to go into a rant, he can be crazy. And he might. I think he might say, Trump, you're fired. I'm going to be the next president. I think he might be the Democrat candidate. I'm not kidding you. He's a big name. He's a big name. We'll see. Or maybe he will completely turn away from the Democrat Party. That's possible, too. The first 100 days of the Trump administration have made higher education institutions a central front in its broader battle against woke policies and discriminatory practices like diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. As both federal funding and immigration enforcement tools are being wielded, universities are feeling unprecedented pressure to reform or face serious consequences. The Trump administration is going after the sources of funding that enable the DEI industrial complex. So says Cornell University professor William Jacobson on Fox News Digital. President Trump shut down all DEI offices across the federal government during his first week in office and signed a number of executive orders to quickly undo former President Joe Biden's efforts. Yep, he did it across the board. And he did it for good reason. Does anybody on the left ever stop for just one moment and look at what they're talking about with DEI? Do they hate Martin Luther King Jr.? Do they hate him? Do they hate Dr. King? I wish they'd just come out and say it. If you are for DEI, you hate Dr. King. I'll say it again. If you are for DEI, you hate Dr. King and his teachings. You can't have it both ways.
No, you can't. No. And they've turned 180 from everything he said.
Exactly. Yeah. He said, I dream about a day when we'll judge each other by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. DEI judges everything by the color of your skin. It couldn't be more wrong. One of the administration's key strategies involves using federal funding as leverage. Institutions like Harvard have already seen billions of dollars in grants be put on notice. Jacobson said that many universities are in a state of denial, hoping they can rope-a-dope their way through the Trump presidency without making substantial changes. Ah, the old rope-a-dope. You know, that's where the boxer kind of hangs out near the rope and just kind of bobs and weaves a little bit, trying to avoid serious damage being inflicted by their opponent. Emily Sturge, University of Florida student and campus reform reporter, echoed Jacobson's concerns about cosmetic changes by universities. We do see universities trying to rebrand, trying to sweep it under the rug. That's exactly what I heard also about UF. Oh, our offices of DEI are closed.
Yeah.
But the little shenanigans and the things that are DEI-ish.
Oh, you can take the tag. You can take the name off the door or the category. But if you're doing the same thing, you're not really changing anything.
No. No, no you're not. Let's see. Oh, previously reported by Fox News, universities like Northeastern University and North Carolina State University have rebranded DEI offices as belonging or inclusive excellence. Give me a break. Defending Education, formerly known as Parents Defending Education, found that there are still 383 currently active DEI offices and programs, with 243 universities maintaining institution-wide DEI offices or programming. Along with executive orders targeting DEI offices, Trump also rescinded Biden's order on diversity initiatives, advancing racial equity and support for underserved communities through the federal government, which was signed his first day in office. In February, the Department of Education also warned state education departments they must remove DEI policies or risk losing federal funding. Harvard, which Jacobson notes has systematically purged conservative, pro-capitalist, and pro-Israel voices from its faculty faces intense scrutiny over alleged discriminatory practices in hiring and admissions. Higher education, particularly at the so-called elite level, they've really dug themselves a hole. He said it's extremely difficult to get hired in the humanities and social sciences if you have anything conservative, pro-Israel, or pro-capitalist on your resume.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Are we shocked, though? I mean, really?
Nah. No. And it's about time, you know, something was actually said and done about it. It has been going on.
Yep.
Their independence has resulted in a system which has perverted the notion of education. It has turned it into an ideological indoctrination. Indeed. Anti-Israel activist Mahmoud Khalil trashed the Trump administration's case against him in a Washington Post column. Look, if you're here as a guest, if you're here like on a student visa or a guest visa or whatever, and you run around and you say hateful things, we don't have to put up with that.
No.
We say, no, you know what?
Go home.
You're not going to be a... You know, a good little visitor,
then you
pack your bags and yeah, go home to mommy.
Yep.
It is 8:41 on the Bob Rose Show. And President Trump he's modifying some of this tariff stuff. This is all kind of fluid anyway, for lack of a better term. And things are going to change. Terms are going to change. And they're going to change a lot of it based on how it's going to impact companies here at home. And or how countries come to the president and continually offer, you know, deals lowering their tariffs and thereby asking Trump to lower the tariff on the incoming stuff.
Oh, it's more fluid than gender in Gainesville.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. President Donald Trump is expected to announce a decision to reduce the impact of tariffs on automakers. That'll come out today, according to Fox Business. A source within the administration said the decision follows the auto industry's good faith efforts to move manufacturing back to the U.S., and Trump wants to give them a runway with their business.
Nice.
Of course.
Yes.
That's exactly why he did it. I just love these lefties, you know, you see on Facebook, and it's like, you know, Trump doesn't have, he has no plan. He's not playing chess. He's not a strategist. He's not this. Where do you come up with that?
He's talking to people of all sorts in every industry, one-on-one on a daily basis.
I mean, they just, you know, send it to all their friends, and they repeat all this, you know, garbage.
Yep.
And it's like, can you just do a little bit of homework?
Or just be patient and see what's really going on?
Well,
crazy thought, I know.
But I mean, they think that he is just, you know, throwing stuff against the wall to see if it sticks. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, the man calculates his moves. The man is a strategist. Is he right on every single thing that he does, like on a chessboard? Is he right about the counter move that the opposition may attempt? Yes. Yes. And then he quickly then figures out the counter for that move. So he has a plan A, a plan B, and then he also can think on his feet just in case something else should occur. The man, see, they won't give him any credit.
Right.
The man is brilliant when it comes to business. The man is brilliant when it comes to making deals, how to negotiate. That's what he's one of the best in the world at that. But yet they think he's just throwing this stuff out there. Oh, and he's going to destroy the whole economy. Oh, yeah, Rob, right. Is that before or after he's going to destroy all of democracy?
Well, he's getting democracy out of the way first. Yeah.
And I hope, really hope, that when everything turns out for the better, as we all predict, most of us, I just want those people on the other side to eat a giant smelly poop sandwich. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Sorry if you're still eating breakfast. 97.3, the Sky.
Yes, he's 12, friends. He's 12.
What's up, cuz? That's my cuz, Axel. Not really.
Yeah, go ahead.
8:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. And happy, happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Ton of stuff going on. President Trump working hard. 100 days. And we're going to have a special first 100 days Trump Town Hall that will be co-hosted by Bill O'Reilly. That is tomorrow night, 8 to 10, in case I created any confusion. Here's how you can remember it. Happy Hump Day Trump Day is Wednesday, and so is the Town Hall, 8 to 10 p.m.
Well,
see what I did there?
Like he didn't plan it that way or something. You know, come on.
I think we planned it. No.
Yeah.
I don't know who planned it.
But it worked out.
They don't care because I don't get paid.
Yeah.
White House details new private investment in the U.S. Wow. Wait. IBM announces $150 billion investment in the U.S.? Wow.
That's interesting. What would prompt such things?
Remember DHL, the delivery service? Remember them?
Yeah.
They're coming back.
What are they going to do?
They are going to resume shipping to the U.S., but they will only deal with packages of $800 or more in value. But still, they're coming back. They're going to need people to work. Yep. Elon Musk makes big prediction about the future of surgery within 5 years. So good things are definitely happening. The mainstream media is not, they're just not going to share that with you. All they're going to do is keep it simple. Oh, these tariffs are hurting this and that. They'll find anecdotal stories where some farmer in the middle of Kansas hates Trump anyway. They'll say he voted for him. And then they'll go, yeah, and he's ruining my business and blah, 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 and we're all going to die. But here's the truth. President Donald Trump is marking the first 100 days of his second term, highlighting some of the investments that companies will be making in the U.S. He promised back in December to cut red tape for any company willing to invest $1 billion or more. Yep. Get ready to rock, he said. And the following companies and others have made such commitments. Apple, right? They're going to spend more than $500 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years. That's huge.
You know, we don't really hear this story as a bunch of headlines on the national news too much, somehow, for some reason.
No.
We don't hear that. We just hear how, you know, 100 days of falling polling numbers.
Then there's that company that doesn't know how to make a word.
NVIDIA.
I knew it. I hate them just because of that.
They're just trying to save on letters.
But I'm going to root for them because they are going to expand and spend $500 billion on infrastructure and manufacturing facilities, supercomputers in the U.S. That's huge.
Think of all the jobs all these things will contribute. And that means tax dollars. That means families taking home money. I mean, it's a lot of good.
What about Hyundai? Hyundai!
Is that your Korean accent there?
No, that's really how you say it.
Yeah, but you got to throw in a Hyundai Southern drawl since that's where they build most
Hyundai.
Of
them. Hyundai! I'll build them Hyundais out there in Alabama.
Yeah, we
Hyundai.
You build the Hyundais except on Sunday and we
Hyundai.
Go to church.
I call it a Hyundai.
Hyundai. You can call it whatever you want.
The South Korean-based automaker announced in March a $21 billion investment in the U.S. over a three-year period. And the list goes on. What about Merck? You can't say Merck without saying America. Now, it's a big drug company. You've heard of them, right?
Yep.
They have a, they're going to be announcing the grand opening of a new 225,000 square foot manufacturing facility in Durham, North Carolina.
Wow.
And is going to invest an additional $8 billion by 2028. Yep.
That's a lot of billions.
Yes.
Wow.
Other companies committing to investing a billion or more. Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company. Johnson and Johnson, both of them.
Wow.
Both of them.
That's amazing.
Eli and Lilly. Novartis, Stellantis, and Chobani? What is that? What's a Chobani?
Isn't that
the... I had a chobani removed the other day. It started to itch, and the doctor said, you know, just to be safe, you ought to get rid of that chobani. But then I named my little baby boy chobani.
That's yogurt, isn't it? Isn't that like chobani? That's the brand? Yeah. That's what I thought.
But it's that Greek yogurt.
Yeah. As long as they're coming to
America. Why don't they put the, you know, Greek alphabet on there, huh? Why chobani, eh? They play. Well, I guess if they're Roman,
yeah,
then the closest would be Italian.
That's
so
true.
Chobani, hey,
sounds
come
like
on,
it.
It's a good bacteria for your gut. Mm. After you eat all that pasta, you big fat babino.
It's not Friday, but he could be medicated.
No, it's definitely a lack of medication.
Actually, it is a lack of medication.
Yeah, I haven't taken any restricted.
Well, you got
to
drive.
So if I have to think, but no, I don't think so.
Yeah,
it is tough. I'm dealing with this same thing that a lot of people are dealing with.
Yep.
This really heavy, like sinus-y, but not really. It's kind of in your throat a lot. Sometimes it starts about your ears. There's a lot of running of the nose, etc. And so, which do you subscribe to belief?
Mm-hmm.
Once I discovered like the Mucinex, the real stuff, not the brand name of it,
yeah,
the
right.
real stuff,
right.
It loosens things up. I believe in the get it out of my body. I don't want it in my body.
Sure.
Other people subscribe to the got to dry it up. Mm. Which one are you?
I hadn't thought about it that way. Sounds like the first option, though, is like an exorcism, so I'm not sure where you're going on it.
Well, expectorant
yes.
does come from the word exorcism. Okay.
It's close.
Evil demons, leave my body.
Come out. I'm not sure those were demons. Pretty wicked. It does feel like a Friday show, just from my perspective here. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm done. I mean,
No, you got another hour.
No, I peaked in the probably around 7.
Well, we didn't ask 7:30. That. We just know how many... minutes you've got
we
left.
We got to keep going.
Another hour, yeah.
Going and going and going.
Yep. Less like that Energizer Bunny.
Da, 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 da. Hey!
Yes?
I know what we could talk about.
What's that?
The Kentucky Derby.
Is it season? Is it the season already?
Post time, Saturday, 6:57. Get your bets in before then.
Wow, that has snuck up on us just like all of a
well,
sudden.
It's always in early May. I think it's the first Saturday in May.
Yeah,
I think that's how it works usually.
Man.
I love the pomp and circumstance of it. I love the memories. I've never been there.
Right.
That's on my bucket list, though. But, you know, watching it with my mom and dad back in the day.
Now, have you been to a horse track?
Oh, yeah, many times.
All right.
Oh, have I been to the track? Huh?
Silly question.
Me and Uncle Frank.
Oh.
We go to the track.
Yeah.
Me and Uncle Frank. No, I was too young back then. But, I did go with my parents a little bit later on.
Yeah.
It was a place called the Liberty Bell Racetrack that no longer exists up there in Philadelphia.
Gotcha. Okay.
Good memories there.
That's nice.
They didn't play my six numbers one time. My aunt didn't have time because she was also waiting on us, working part-time. She didn't play my numbers.
Uh-oh.
It's about 12 grand.
No.
Bye-bye.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh,
but when I go up there on a trip, I'm going to stay in her daughter's house and eat all her food, and we'll call it even.
There you go.
Because.
I like the way you're thinking.
9 o'clock stretch is coming up on 97.3 The Sky.